The third stage of developing ourselves using the Embers Change process is to collaborate. It's sometimes so easy to remain in isolation. It's almost time consuming to be alone in the change process. Yet many emotions can hold us back from collaborating, from sharing with others, and from finding people with similar situations. Whether it's fear, whether it's hesitancy, whether it's I don't know where to start, whether it's a little bit embarrassment, whatever it is, we tend to put that emotion ahead of the power of collaboration. 1 + 1 = 3, my goodness, when you find someone who's already been where you are now, and when you feel comfortable sharing with that person, or when you find someone who's on the same journey and they're able to share where they are now, and you find you're in similar positions. This is the power of collaboration. But of course, you'll never want to collaborate. You'll never want to share until you trust that person. And you're never going to be able to trust the other person until you trust yourself. That's why collaboration is actually the third stage of the model, and reflection and connection must exist beforehand. So, yeah, finding true alignment with others can only be advantageous. Sharing ideas, sharing emotions, and just basically seeing what comes out of collaboration.